Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's been quite a week on Wall Street. The Dow was on its longest streak going down since in quite some time.
Yeah.
It's bounced back almost 200 points today. All this, John, with the backdrop of the Fed making its announcement, making a quarter point adjustment. Boy, things are chaotic. Joining us on the celebrity guest line right now is Russ Kostrich. He's the managing director and portfolio manager for the global allocation team of BlackRock. Russ, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
So is this all in response that we've got an uptick of 200 points, but we've been on a streak we haven't seen since the 70s in terms of losing? Is this all a result of the Fed and the cuts that they are making or are planning not to make in the future?
Well, it's mostly about the Fed, but it's worth pointing out to the listeners that even though the Dow had this terrible streak coming into the meeting, the other indices that people watch, like the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ, they've actually been doing extremely well. So part of what happened is while some of the names in the Dow were struggling, overall, the market was having a good go of it. It rallied quite a bit after the election, and everybody sort of decided they wanted to buy stocks. And when there was a bit of bad news from the Fed, you know, they sort of put coal in everybody's stockings, and it took the market down for a couple of days.
Well, is it really bad news from the Fed? They're making another cut here after the first of the year, correct?
They are. So it wasn't the decision on this month that dislocate everybody. It's what the Fed said about the future. And they said a couple of things that were not expected. First of which, they expect inflation to be a bit higher. And if inflation's a bit higher, they'll have less latitude to cut. And they confirmed that by lowering their forecast of how many cuts they were going to do next year. So they still plan to cut, still plan to lower rates, but not as far and not as fast as people had hoped. And that's why the market reacted the way it did.
We're visiting with Russ Kostrich, who is with BlackRock. How much of a concern in the market are the potential of the tariff policies of the incoming administration? Is that something that potentially fuels inflation, or are the folks kind of not so concerned about it?
Well, it could. And I think it really comes down to how you think these tariffs are going to be implemented. Is the talk about tariffs, is that really a negotiating tool, or are we going to see the type of cross-the-board increase in tariffs that could raise prices? And I think that's an unknown, and probably one of the things the Fed is wrestling with is they don't know either. So it does create this uncertainty, and it adds to the fact that the Fed's not really completely confident about how much their current level of interest rates is helping the economy or hurting it. And that's why you've got this rethinking about how much they may need or not need to cut interest rates in 2025.
So if you're looking down the road at 2025, and it's right upon us now, do you have a sense on what the market is likely to do, at least in the first quarter of 25?
Well, I do think there's some good news. You know, it's worth reminding everyone this week that the economy is strong. And while higher rates, you know, can be a bit of a headwind for stocks, one of the things that's driven this market higher, and I believe will continue to drive it higher in 2025, is a strong economy that is helping companies grow their earnings at a healthy pace. And if that continues, if we have another year without recession, and I don't think we will have a recession, that's an environment where corporate earnings are likely to power stocks higher, even if it happens in the context of the Fed being maybe a little less friendly than the market had hoped for.
Russ, if people wanted to find more information about what it is that you do, where can they go and get that?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, to BlackRock.com, and find all sorts of information, and be a great opportunity to hear more about what we're thinking.
And finally, last question for you. Jerome Powell, a controversial figure, particularly as it relates to the former and future president's Twitter handle. Many people think he'll try to pressure Jerome Powell out. That's not possible, is it? The president doesn't have a say over who runs the Fed, does he, or when the Fed chairman has to go?
Well, the president certainly appoints the Fed chairman, but you're right. Generally, it has not been the practice for a president to remove a Fed chairman while his term is still going on. Legal scholars may go back and forth and debate that, but it would certainly be a very unusual action if President Trump were trying to remove Chairman Powell. Our view is that he's likely to serve out his term.
I want to thank our guest, Russ Kostrich. He's the Managing Director, Portfolio Manager, and member of the Global Allocation Team at BlackRock. Thanks so much for your insights as we come upon the Christmas holiday season. Russ, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday.
All right.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.